Good morning. I would first like to start out a little bit, since we have some new people here, to explain some of our language. In looking at the words with our opening song, I realized that we have some kind of old-fashioned language in that song. However, I love it here because I like to dwell in Beulah Land. And it's one of the old-timey songs that mediums used to sing, some of the greatest mediums used to sing before they were on to give messages. However, I did want to explain that we believe the only Savior and the only salvation there is in our life is that divine presence within us. It's that great I Am within us. It's learning to get in touch with that and learning about metaphysical law. In the song, I Just Came to Praise the Lord, metaphysically interpreted, Lord means law. And through metaphysical expression of law, then our life begins to work for us. And that's what metaphysics is all about. If I had to give up communication, if I had to give up healing, which I don't want to give up anything, the one thing I would not give up is the philosophy. Because it's the philosophy and the love that has changed my life and has changed so many people's lives. And it's the added benefits of the healing and the communication that can heal us, body, mind, soul. We are all divine creatures of love. We are all children of the light. We're born in love, in that pure perfection. We are not born in sin. We are children of light. Sometimes we've been misguided into thinking otherwise, and that many times is our challenge in our personal life of overcoming some of those negative things. When thinking about what to talk about today, it seems like I'm on so much that I didn't think it would ever get to this point when I wouldn't know what to talk about. And I happened to think of Reverend Reed Brown, who spoke about to me about inspirational speakers. The only one that I ever heard give an inspirational speak was on love, and I don't want to hear anything on love. Well, what I was directed to speak about today is just about love. I've avoided like the plague since 1996 as a main topic, but I would like to speak about love today. In thinking about love, I think it's the most misguided word in the vocabulary right now. You know, people go, oh, I love this. Oh, I love your new car. Oh, I love my new house. Oh, I love this. Love ya. And many times it's we love someone or some people love things for selfish reasons, like it's a control issue. Well, I love you, but because I love you, you're going to do what I say. I love you, you're my possession. And we don't think about what we're saying. Sometimes I've known some controlling, contriving people who were maybe wanting to get something out of me that might say, I love you. And all the time, you know, that person knows nothing about love. So it can also be aware and listen. People will tell you what they think about love. But we use love in so many ways. And Scott was telling me this morning about a commercial about diamonds. Oh, but I don't love this diamond. Somebody was engaged. I just don't love this diamond. So, of course, they went to the correct jewelry store and, oh, now she loves this diamond. You see, love is being used as a way to get into the ego. Oh, if I want love and I want the best diamond, I can have both if I go here. It's kind of strange. But in the beginning, if we think about the Bible, it says, in the beginning was the Word. And it says, same with God. God spoke and it was created. What we don't realize is that we are creators just like We are that divine presence. We are creators. We are children that have the same talents in greater or lesser degree of all the creative forces that are out there. And when we spill some of these words, it loses its essence. We go back to the simple meaning. God is love. Love is God. Love is divine essence. Love is the power that makes everything into being. We're told from Spirit that everything is male and female. And to manifest something, the creative force is male. But to bring it into manifestation, you have to add that power of love, that divine essence. You love it into fruition and let it go. It's just like these beautiful flowers. They were planted somewhere. And in that beginning little stem that produced this little bud, it was that divine force that opened that up into a beautiful flower that's not quite open yet. As it begins to open, it gets more beautiful and more beautiful. What we seem to not understand is we have that same creative divine essence that's planted in our heart. And if we water it and nurture it with love and right thinking and gratitude, then we begin to blossom just like that flower. We begin to blossom in our talents. And when you throw in gratitude and thankfulness and realize that we're parts of God, and we start evoking the emotion and the divine essence of love into those people we meet, and realize that it's actually an energy, it's a power, and that which you give away is the only thing you can keep in your life. So think about that. And the more you begin to give away this essence of love, the more it returns to you from whomever you've given it to. If you give it to the universe, I'm telling you, and you give it to nature, it's amazing how just one little flower, you can feel that essence. You can become one with that flower. You can truly love that flower because it has the same energy. It has that same divine energy that you have, that I have. If we become aware of it and we use it. If you look back in your family or your friends or someone who know that truly loves you, in some way, they showed you their love in ways that you'll never forget. I remember my little grandma was 4'9", and she loved to bake. And when she knew I was coming and my brother Bruce was coming, she'd take a saucer and make these giant sugar cookies. And she had these glass jars, and they'd be just lined up, filled with these cookies, so that we could have one for the week. I tell you, I ate that cookie, and I felt love. And I knew she made it just for me, and it always had the sprinkles of sugar in it. At Christmas, it had red sprinkles on it. And it was something I'll never forget. Never. If I had a sugar cookie now, I would be thinking of my grandmother in spirit, and she would receive my love to her, and I would receive her love right back. And I hope someday when I go through the Golden Gates, she's got a sugar cookie waiting for me. Things that we don't realize that become so commonplace, we don't realize the beauty of some of the things, the simple things that we've taken for granted, because it's lost its essence. Power of the spoken word. I have children and I have grandchildren, and many of you have children and grandchildren. And I've been in the world, and I've been at the workplace, and I've heard all those four-letter words, haven't you? It's quite common now. And sometimes some people think, oh, I'm so contemporary, I can say that. I'm so proud of myself. Do you know what you're really saying? What are you creating in your life? Stop and think of it. What is it in your life that makes you feel like a champion to say something negative? Stop and think about it. Like I say, I have lots of children and grandchildren. I hear those words. I hear them. I do hear them. Not from the little ones and not from their parents when they're little. But when they're away from the parents, I hear them. I mean, when they're away from the children, I hear them. But I've said things in the past myself. What is it that we think that we have that? Is it our ego? Sure, words are just words, but they're truly more than words. And when you say those words, whatever they are, what are you telling the universe? Everything we do and we say tells the universe something. And in that divine essence, whether it's good or bad, we tell that universe what we want in our life, be it negative or positive. But we become so complacent in life that when it's just everyday language, we forget to monitor our words as well as we forget to monitor our thinking. And then when something negative happens, poor us, poor pitiful us. Well, we're good people, why did it happen? Well, it happens to good people every day because we say things, we do things, we think things without realizing what we're doing. And it's time that we begin to remember the power of the spoken word. What do you want in your life? What do you want in your universe? What do you want in your thought world? It will come back. Yesterday, I didn't have a good day. I was kind of down. I was tired. I got dressed, but I didn't want to go anywhere. And I had to take responsibility for that. Well, what did I do to create that? Maybe it's something I created and it's just now coming back. To change that is not to have a poor, pitiful day. It's to realize I created it somewhere. So do I want to have another day like that? Or am I going to take responsibility for it and just kind of cool out for the day and make the best of what it is? So that today, I've got a beautiful day. And today, I can remember what love really means. You see, sometimes if we're not in the right space, I know I've heard other people go, I don't care about love today. Haven't you heard that? Don't want it. I don't want it today. Today's my miserable day. I don't want to hear it. Now, that has come from my children before. Growing up. And they will tell you those things that they rebelled about, they use today. But the important thing in life is we have the golden keys if we want to put them into practice. We have power in our life when we want to monitor our thinking in a positive light, when we want to monitor our emotions, when we want to monitor those spoken words along with our thoughts, along with our emotions, that, and then you add that love into it, it's very powerful. It's very, very powerful. Sometimes, if it's not instantaneous, we give up. We should never give up. Look at my daughter. Don't ever give up. Don't give the universe a time limit. Just send love and forget it. It doesn't matter. Mona has a saying, God's delay is not God's denial. Remember that. Everything, there's a perfect time for everything in our lives. A perfect time. And when we grow into that understanding, we can let it go and realize what the ego wants to have control on. I want it by now, or, the universe goes, stop, she's done now. Let it go. Think it and let it go. Just like that song, let it go. If you're having a bad day, think, okay, I'm sorry I created this day for today. I'm going to let it go. And I know tomorrow will be a better day. It always is. It always is. So, one thing I hope to leave with you today is there's a beautiful rose that is planted in everyone's heart. And the only way for that rose to really expand to the point where it has this beautiful fragrance is when you evoke that divine essence of love in your life. It's energy. It's powerful. When we do that and we make kindness and respect our very first thought when we meet someone, and send that love to that person, then you can truly say, no matter what, that you love that person. And it's like a wonderful chain of love that every time you send it, you receive it. And it becomes like a wonderful, fulfilling drink that quenches every thirst in your being. It's like a nectar. But we have to be aware of it and use it and want it, because sometimes we tell the universe otherwise. God bless you.